Chapter 37. Bright Night 37 of Year 3876. He can't go on. The memories are so painful that they still torture and weaken him, these many cycles later. Right now he cannot afford that, because he needs to save the sleepers in their chambers. Gronolf has the archive present the rest of the story in text form. The Omniscience had closed all bulkheads in reaction to an attempted rebellion. Triggered by the images of the dead children, the rebels tried to fight the leadership group. Perhaps the Omniscience had planned this all along, or maybe it was just a useful side effect. The internal strife gave it the authority to depose the leadership and take on sole control. The rules included this option, in case the leadership no longer could fulfill its function for any reason. From that moment on, there had been no more accidents, another fact indicating this had all been part of a greater plan. The Omniscience no longer accepted or followed orders, but it performed its duty and brought the majestic draft into an orbit around Single Sun. It sent the complete crew, in several waves, down to the surface of the planet, using the existing shuttles. Then it went silent. For the crew, survival on Single Sun turned out to be difficult. The Omniscience was not willing to provide resources from the ship. In fact, it did not even reply to any of their requests. At first, the marooned crew hoped this was only a passing phase. As the years passed, it became obvious they were going to receive no help. The climate of the planet and its activities did not allow for a permanent colony, which had been the original plan. It turned out to be impossible to synchronize the deposit of eggs on the beach between the frequent flares. This became quite clear when Single Sun killed off the entire brood 3 times during the first year. The space scientists had not realized a red dwarf would emit so much deadly radiation. At first, they still hoped for help from their home world. Yet this naive belief soon faded. Why should they send a second capital ship after one which was obviously lost, not reacting to signals? The shuttles which were left on the planet did not have powerful antennas. After the population had been shrinking year after year, the new leadership decided to send a part of the Grosnops back home, using shuttles that had landed them on the planet, at least as many as there was room for. As the shuttles were designed for short-range flight, they had to assume that many would fail, and that the voyage lasting several generations could only be achieved in hibernation. For the remaining majority of the Grosnops, the shelter building was constructed, right in the middle of the dark side facing away from the sun. This would protect them from the effects of the flares and save energy in running the cryogenic chambers. In secret, they hoped that the home world would send help sometime, at the latest when the first shuttle had arrived. The archive has no information about whether this ever happened. No messages from the home world arrived. They also kept a communication channel open, just in case the Omniscience on board the Majestic Draft changed its mind. Yet in all the cycles since the completion of the shelter building, there had been no interaction, until a few days ago, when a desperate Eve seems to have sent a signal that provoked the Omniscience to react. Gronolf searches for the syllable Myr again, this time in the passenger lists of the shuttles that started their voyage to the homeworld in 3359. And this time he finds something. Marnaka's father must have arranged for her to get one of the coveted places. That was so much like him. After Gronolf's failure to complete his mission, and also his loss of General Murnak's daughter, he had initially been demoted. He never heard from Marnaka again. Yet weeks after the last waves of shuttle landings, a final transport had reached the planet. The identities of those on board were kept a strict secret. One bright night later, he was promoted, surprisingly, to his old rank again. Gronolf feels it is time to wake the others. For years, a wound has been bleeding inside him, sometimes unnoticed, sometimes painfully, which he now has to staunch. It was really an amazing coincidence that the system chose to pull him from his sleeping chamber.